Harper Audio presents The Harlequin Tea Set and Other Stories by Agatha Christie, performed by Hugh Fraser, Isla Blair, and Simon Vance.
The Edge. Claire Halliwell walked down the short path that led from her cottage door to the gate. On her arm was a basket, and in the basket was a bottle of soup, some homemade jelly, and a few grapes. There were not many poor people in the small village of Damer's End, but such as there were assiduously looked after, and Claire was one of the most efficient of the parish workers. Claire Halliwell was 32. She had an upright carriage, a healthy colour, and nice brown eyes. She was not beautiful, but she looked fresh and pleasant, and very English. Everybody liked her, and said she was a good sort. Since her mother's death 2 years ago, she'd lived alone in the cottage with her dog, Rover. She kept poultry and was fond of animals and of a healthy outdoor life. As she unlatched the gate, a two-seater car swept past, and the driver, a girl in a red hat, waved a greeting. Claire responded, but for a moment her lips tightened. She felt that pang at her heart which always came when she saw Vivian Lee, Gerald's wife. Medenham Grange, which lay just a mile outside the village, had belonged to the Lees for many generations. Sir Gerald Lee, the present owner of the Grange, was a man old for his years and considered by many stiff in manner. His pomposity really covered a good deal of shyness. He and Claire had played together as children. Later, they'd been friends, and a closer and dearer tie had been confidently expected by many, including, it may be said, Claire herself. There was no hurry, of course, but someday... She left it so in her own mind. Someday. And then, just a year ago, the village had been startled by the news of Sir Gerald's marriage to a Miss Harper, a girl nobody had ever heard of. The new Lady Lee had not been popular in the village. She took not the faintest interest in parochial matters, was bored by hunting, and loathed the country and outdoor sports. Many of the wiseacres shook their heads and wondered how it would end. It was easy to see where Sir Gerald's infatuation had come in. Vivian was a beauty. From head to foot, she was a complete contrast to Claire Halliwell. Small, elfin, dainty, with golden red hair that curled enchantingly over her pretty ears, and big violet eyes that could shoot a sideways glance of provocation to the manner born. Gerald Lee, in his simple man's way, had been anxious that his wife and Claire should be great friends. Claire was often asked to dine at the Grange, and Vivian made a pretty pretense of affectionate intimacy whenever they met. Hence that gay salutation of hers this morning. Claire walked on and did her errand. The vicar was also visiting the old woman in question, and he and Claire walked a few yards together afterwards, before their ways parted. They stood still for a minute, discussing parish affairs.
"Jones has broken out again, I'm afraid," said the vicar. "And I had such hopes after he had volunteered, of his own accord, to take the pledge."
"Disgusting," said Claire crisply.
"It seems so to us," said Mr. Wilmot. "But we must remember that it is very hard to put ourselves in his place and realise his temptation. The desire for drink is unaccountable to us, but we all have our own temptations, and thus we can understand."
"I suppose we have," said Claire uncertainly.
The vicar glanced at her.
"Some of us have the good fortune to be very little tempted," he said gently. "But even to those people their hour comes. Watch and pray, remember, that ye enter not into temptation."
Then bidding her goodbye, he walked briskly away. Claire went on thoughtfully, and presently she almost bumped into Sir Gerald Lee.
"Oh, hello, Claire. I was hoping to run across you. You look jolly fit. What a colour you've got."
The colour had not been there a minute before. Lee went on,
"As I say, I was hoping to run across you. Vivian's got to go off to Bournemouth for the weekend. Her mother's not well. Can you dine with us Tuesday instead of tonight?